Chapter 19, verse 1. And the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. And Lot saw, and rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. 2. And he said, Behold, I pray, my lords, turn aside, I pray, to the house of your servant, and pass the night, and wash your feet. And in the morning ye shall rise, and go on your way. And they said, Nay, for we will pass the night in the street. 3. And he urged them exceedingly, and they turned aside unto him, and came to his house. And he made them a feast, and baked unleavened bread, and they did eat. 4. Scarcely yet were they lain down, when the men of the city, the men of Sodom, compassed the house about, from a boy even to an old man, all the people from the uttermost part. 5. And they cried unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men that came unto thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. 6. And Lot went out unto them to the door, and shut the door behind him. 7. And he said, I pray you, my brethren, do not wickedly. 8. Behold, I pray, I have two daughters who have not known man. Let me, I pray, bring them out unto you, and ye may do unto them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do not anything, for therefore are they come under the shadow of my roof. 9. And they said, Come on. And they said, Is one come to sojourn, and shall he judge indeed? Now will we do worse to thee than to them. And they pressed upon the man, upon Lot, exceedingly, and drew near to break open the door. 10. And the men put forth their hand, and brought Lot into the house to them, and shut the door. 11. And the men who were at the door of the house, they smote with blindness, from small even to great, and they labored to find the door. 12. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou yet any one here, son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whomsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of the place. 13. For we will destroy this place, because their cries become great before Yahuwah, and Yahuwah hath sent us to destroy it. 14. And Lot went out, and spake to his sons-in-law that were to marry his daughters, and said, Up, get ye out of this place, for Yahuwah will destroy the city. And he was in the eyes of his sons-in-law as one that jested. 15. And when the dawn arose, the angels pressed Lot to hasten, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters that are found, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. 16. And he lingered. And the men laid hold of his hand, and of the hand of his wife, and of the hand of his two daughters, in the clemency of Yahuwah upon him. And they led him forth, and set him without the city. 17. And it came to pass, when they were leading them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not back behind thee, and stay not in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. 18. And Lot said unto them, Nay, I pray, my lords. 19. Behold, I pray thy servant hath found grace in thine eyes, and thou hast made thy mercy great, which thou hast done with me, to make alive my soul. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest peradventure evil cleave to me, and I die. 20. Behold, I pray, this city is near to flee thither, and it is a little one. Let me, I pray, escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. 21. And he said unto him, Behold, I have accepted thy face as to this word also, that I will not overthrow the city of which thou hast spoken. 22. Hasten, escape thither, for I cannot do anything until thou be come thither. Therefore he called the name of the city Zoar. 23. The sun was gone forth upon the earth, and Lot came to Zoar. 24. And Yahuwah caused it to rain upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from Yahuwah out of heaven. 25. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and the growth of the ground. 26. And his wife looked back behind him, and became a pillar of salt. 27. And Abraham rose up early in the morning under the place where he had stood before Yahuwah. 28. And he looked against the faces of Sodom and Gomorrah, and against all the faces of the land of the plain. And he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land went up as the smoke of a furnace. 29. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham, and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. 30. And Lot went up out of Zoar, and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. And he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. 31. And the firstborn said unto the younger, Our father is old, and there is no man in the earth to come unto us according to the way of all the earth. 32. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and let us lie with him, and let us quicken seed from our father. 33. And they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he knew not when she lay down, nor when she arose. 34. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, Behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also. And go thou in, and lie with him, and let us quicken seed from our father. 35. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose, and lay with him. And he knew not when she lay down, nor when she arose. 36. And the two daughters of Lot conceived by their father. 37. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab. He is the father of Moab, even unto this day. 38. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the sons of Ammon, unto this day. 2312. In this chapter, in the internal sense, by Lot is described the state of the spiritual church, which is in the good of charity, but in external worship, how in course of time it declines. 2313. The first state of that church, that they are in the good of charity and acknowledge the Lord, and that from him they are confirmed in good, verses 1 to 3, and are saved, verse 12. The second state, that with them evils begin to act against goods, but they are powerfully withheld from evils and kept in goods by the Lord, verses 14 to 16. Their weakness is described, verse 17, that they are saved, verse 19. The third state, that they no longer think and act from the affection of good, but from the affection of truth, verses 18 to 20, and that they are saved, verse 23. The fourth state, that the affection of truth perishes, which is Lot's wife becoming a pillar of salt, verse 26. The fifth state, that an impure good or a good of falsity succeeds, which is Lot in the cave of the mountain, verse 30. The sixth state, that even this good is still more adulterated and falsified, verses 31 to 33, and the truth likewise, verses 34 and 35, that therefrom there is conceived and born a certain semblance of a church whose good, so called, is Moab, and whose truth, also so called, is the son of Ammon, verses 36 to 38. 2314. Further, in the internal sense, by the inhabitants of Sodom, is described the state of those within the same church who are against the good of charity, and how in course of time evil and falsity increase with them, until they have nothing but evil and falsity. 2315. Their first state, that they are against the good of charity and against the Lord, verses 4 and 5. Their second state, that although informed concerning the good of charity and concerning the delights of its affections which they should enjoy, they are obstinate and reject good, verses 6 to 8. That they also endeavor to destroy the very good of charity itself, but that the Lord protects it, verses 9 and 10. The third state, that at last they become such that they cannot even see truth and good, still less that truth leads to good, verse 11. That they are possessed by evil and falsity, so that they cannot but perish, verse 13. The fourth state, their destruction, verse 24, and that all goods and truths are separated from them, verse 25. 2316. That the good are separated from the evil, and that the good are saved through the Lord's human made divine, verses 27 to 29. 2317, verse 1. And the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. And Lot saw, and rose up to meet them, and bowed himself with his face to the earth. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening signifies the visitation which precedes the judgment. The two angels signify the Lord's divine human and holy proceeding, to which judgment belongs. Sodom signifies the evil, especially those within the church. Evening is the time of visitation. And Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom, signifies those who are in the good of charity, but in external worship, who here are Lot. These are among the evil, but are separated from them, which is to sit in the gate of Sodom. And Lot saw, signifies their conscience, and rose up to meet them, signifies acknowledgement and a disposition of charity, and bowed himself with his face to the earth, signifies humiliation. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening. That this signifies the visitation which precedes the judgment can be seen from the things said by the three men, or Yahuwah, in the preceding chapter, and also from the things that follow in this chapter, and likewise from the signification of evening. In the preceding chapter, Yahuwah said, I will go down and see whether the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah have made a consummation according to the cry which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. 5:20-21. By which words, as has been there shown, it is signified the visitation which precedes the judgment. In this chapter, there is described the act itself of visitation, and then the judgment, as is evident from what follows. That evening signifies the time of visitation will be seen below. What visitation is, and that visitation precedes judgment, may be seen above, number 2242. The preceding chapter has treated of the perverted state of the human race, and of the Lord's grief and intercession for those who were in evil and yet in some good and truth. And therefore the present chapter treats, in continuance, of the salvation of those who are in some good and truth. And it is these who are represented in this chapter by Lot. At the same time also, the destruction of those who are altogether in evil and falsity is treated of. And it is these who are here signified by Sodom and Gomorrah. 2319. Two angels. That these signify the Lord's divine human and holy proceeding to which judgment belongs is evident both from the signification in the word of angels and from its being here said that there were two angels. That in the word angels signify some divine essential in the Lord, and that what this is can be seen from the series, has been shown above, number 1925. That they here signify the Lord's divine human and holy proceeding is evident from the fact that by the three men who were with Abraham was meant the Lord's divine itself, human divine and holy proceeding, number 2149, 2156, 2288. From this, and also from the fact that the angels are called Yahuwah, verse 24, and also from the signification of angels, number 1925, it is clear that by the two angels are here meant the Lord's divine human and holy proceeding. 2320. Why there should here be only two angels, seeing that there were three men with Abraham, is an arcanum which cannot be set forth in few words. It can in some measure be seen from the fact that in this chapter judgment is treated of, namely the salvation of the faithful and the condemnation of the unfaithful. And it is evident from the word that judgment belongs to the Lord's divine human and holy proceeding. That it belongs to the divine human, see in John. The Father judgeth not any one, but hath given all judgment unto the Son. 5:22. By the Son is meant the divine human. See number 2159. That judgment belongs to the holy that proceeds from the Lord's divine human. See also in John. If I go away, I will send the Comforter unto you, and when he is come, he shall reprove the world of sin, and of justice, and of judgment. 16:7-8. And that the holy proceeds from the Lord, see in the same. He shall not speak from himself, but shall take of mine, and shall declare it. 16 verses 13 and 15. And this when the human was made divine, that is, when the Lord had been glorified. See in the same. The Holy Spirit was not yet, because Jesus was not yet glorified. 7 verse 39. 2, 3, 2, 1. As regards the fact that judgment pertains to the Lord's divine human and holy proceeding, the case is this. The human race could no longer have been saved unless the Lord had come into the world and had united the divine essence to the human essence. For without the Lord's human made divine, salvation could no longer have reached to man. Number 1990, 2016, 2034, 2035. The holy itself that proceeds from the Lord's divine human is that which separates the evil from the good. For the evil so fear and shudder at the Lord's holy that they cannot approach it, but flee far away from it into their hells, each one according to the profaneness that is in him. 2, 3, 2, 2. That Sodom signifies the evil, especially those within the church, is evident from the signification of Sodom as being the evil of the love of self. See number 2220, 2246. Consequently, as being those who are in that evil. They who apprehend the word according to the sense of the letter alone may suppose that by Sodom is meant a foulness that is contrary to the order of nature. But in the internal sense, by Sodom is signified the evil of the love of self. Out of this evil, all evils of every kind well forth. And all evils that thus spring from it are called in the word adulteries, and are described by the same, as will be evident from the passages of the word and that will be adduced at the end of this chapter. 2, 3, 2, 3. That evening signifies the time of visitation is evident from the signification of evening. The states of the church are compared in the word both to the seasons of the year and the times of the day. To the seasons of the year, because to its summer, autumn, winter, and spring. To the times of the day, because to its noon, evening, night, and morning. For the two things are similarly circumstanced. The state of the church which is called evening is when there is no longer any charity, consequently when there begins to be no faith, thus when the church is ceasing to be. This is the evening that is followed by the night. See number 22. There is also an evening when charity shines forth, consequently when faith does so, and thus when a new church is rising up. This evening is the twilight before the morning. See number 883. Thus evening has both significations. For it is provided by the Lord that when a church is ceasing to be, a new one is rising up, and this at the same time. For without a church somewhere on the globe, the human race cannot subsist, because it would have no conjunction with heaven. As shown above in number 468, 637, 931, 2054. In the present chapter, both states of the church are treated of, namely, the rising up of a new church, which is represented by Lot, and the destruction of the old, which is signified by Sodom and Gomorrah, as can be seen from the contents. This is why it is here said that the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and why there is told what was done in the evening, verses 1 to 3. What in the night, verses 4 to 14. What in the morning or rising dawn, verses 15 to 22, and what after the sun had gone forth, verses 23 to 26. As the evening signifies these states of the church, it also signifies the visitation which precedes judgment. For when a judgment is close at hand, that is, the salvation of the faithful and the condemnation of the unfaithful, then visitation precedes, or an exploration of what quality they are, that is, whether there is any charity and faith. This visitation takes place in the evening, and therefore the visitation itself is called evening, as in Zephaniah. Woe to the inhabitants of the region of the sea, the nation of the Kirathites! The word of Yahuwah is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines, and I will cause to destroy thee, till there shall be no inhabitant. The remnant of the house of Judah shall feed in the houses of Ashkelon. In the evening shall they lie down, for Yahuwah their God will visit them and will bring back their captivity. 2 verses 5 and 7. 2:3-4. And Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. That this signifies those who are in the good of charity, but in external worship, who here are Lot, and who are among the evil, but separate from them, which is to sit in the gate of Sodom, can be seen from the representation of Lot, and from the signification of gate, and also from that of Sodom. From the representation of Lot. Lot, when with Abraham, represented the Lord's sensuous part, thus is external man, as shown in part first, number 1428, 1434, 1547. But here, when separated from Abraham, Lot no longer retains the representation of the Lord, but the representation of those who are with the Lord, namely, the external man of the church, that is, those who are in the good of charity, but in external worship. Nay, in this chapter, Lot not only represents the external man of the church, or what is the same, the external church such as it is in the beginning, but also such as it is in its progress, and also in its end. It is the end of that church which is signified by Moab and the son of Ammon, as of the Lord's divine mercy will appear from the series of the things that follow. It is a common thing in the word for one person to represent a number of states that succeed each other, and which are described by the successive acts of his life. From the signification of a gate is that through which one enters into a city and through which one goes out of the city. Consequently, to sit in the gate does indeed here signify to be with the evil, but still to be separate from them, as is wont to be the case with the men of the church who are in the good of charity. These, although they are among the wicked, are still separate from them, not as to civic society, but as to spiritual life. That Sodom signifies evil in general, or what is the same, the evil, especially within the church, was said above, number 23:22. 2:3-5. And Lot saw. That this signifies the conscience, namely, of those who are in the good of charity but in external worship, may be seen from the signification of to see. To see in the word signifies to understand. Number 897, 1584, 1806, 1807, 2150. But in the internal sense, it signifies to have faith, of which signification we shall speak of the Lord's divine mercy when we come to the 32nd verse of chapter 29. That to see here signifies conscience is because those who have faith also have conscience. Faith is inseparable from conscience, so inseparable indeed that whether you say faith or conscience, it is the same. By faith is meant the faith by means of which there is charity, and which is from charity, thus charity itself. For faith without charity is no faith. And as faith is not possible without charity, so neither is conscience. 2326. And he rose up to meet them. That this signifies acknowledgement, as also a disposition of charity, may be seen from the fact that when they came, Lot forthwith acknowledged that they were angels. But not so the men of Sodom, of whom it is said, they cried unto Lot and said, Where are the men that came unto thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. Verse 5. In the internal sense, these words signify that those within the church who are in the good of charity acknowledge the Lord's divine human and holy proceeding, meant by the two angels, but not those who are not in the good of charity. That the same words likewise involve a disposition of charity is evident also from the fact that Lot, by whom are represented those who are in the good of charity, nay, by whom is signified the good of charity itself, invited them into his house. 2327. He bowed himself with his face to the earth. That this signifies humiliation may be seen without unfolding the meaning. The reason that in former times, especially in the representative churches, they bowed themselves so low that they let down the face to the earth was because the face signified man's interiors. Number 358, 1999. And the reason they let it down to the earth was that the dust of the earth signified what is profane and condemned. Number 278. Consequently, they thus represented that of themselves they were profane and condemned. For the same reason, they prostrated themselves, pressing the face to the earth, and even rolling themselves in dust and ashes, and also sprinkling dust and ashes upon their heads, as may be seen from Lamentations 2, verse 10, Ezekiel 27, verse 30, Micah 1, verse 10, Joshua 7, verse 6, Revelation 18, verse 19, and elsewhere. By all this they represented the state of true humiliation, which is possible to none unless they acknowledge that of themselves they are profane and condemned, and thus that they cannot of themselves look to the Lord, where there is nothing but what is divine and holy. On which account, so far as a man is in self-acknowledgement, so far he can be in true humiliation and in adoration when in worship. For in all worship there must be humiliation, and if this is separated therefrom, there is nothing of adoration, thus nothing of worship. That the state of humiliation is the essential state of worship itself comes from the fact that so far as the heart is humbled, so far the love of self and all the evil therefrom ceases. And so far as this ceases, so far good and truth, that is, charity and faith, flow in from the Lord. For that which stands in the way of the reception of these is principally the love of self, in which there is contempt for others in comparison with oneself, hatred and revenge if self is not treated with honor, and also unmercifulness and cruelty, thus the worst evils of all. And into these, good and truth can in no wise be introduced, for they are opposites. 2328, verse 2. And he said, Behold, I pray, my lords, turn aside, I pray, to the house of your servant, and pass the night, and wash your feet. And in the morning ye shall rise and go on your way. And they said, Nay, for we will pass the night in the street. And he said, Behold, I pray, my lords, signifies an interior acknowledgement and confession of the Lord's divine human and holy proceeding. Turn aside, I pray, to the house of your servant and pass the night, signifies an invitation to have an abode with him. To the house of your servant means in the good of charity. And wash your feet signifies application to his natural. And in the morning ye shall rise and go on your way, signifies confirmation thereby in good and truth. And they said, Nay, signifies a doubting, which is wont to attend temptation. For we will pass the night in the street, signifies that he was, as it were, willing to judge from truth. 2329. He said, Behold, I pray, my lords, that this signifies an interior acknowledgement and confession of the Lord's divine, human, and holy proceeding, is evident from the acknowledgement and humiliation spoken of just before. Here confession immediately follows, for this is meant by Lot saying, Behold, I pray, my lords. Interior confession is of the heart and comes forth in humiliation and at the same time in the affection of good. But exterior confession is of the lips and may possibly come forth in a feigned humiliation and a feigned affection of good, which is none at all, being such as exists with those who confess the Lord for the sake of their own honor, or rather their own worship and their own gain. That which these confess with the lips, they deny in the heart. Its being said in the plural, my lords, is for the same reason that in the preceding chapter it is said, three men. For just as the three there signify the divine itself, the human divine, and the holy proceeding, so here the two signify the Lord's divine, human, and holy proceeding, as was said above. That these are one is known to everyone within the church, and because they are one, they are also named in the singular in what follows, as in verse 17. It came to pass when they had led them forth abroad that he said, Escape for thy life. Verse 19. Behold, I pray, thy servant hath found grace in thine eyes, and thou hast made thy mercy great, which thou hast done with me. Verse 21. And he said unto him, Behold, I have accepted thy face as to this word also, that I will not overthrow the city. And verse 22. For I cannot do anything until thou be come thither. That the divine itself, the divine human, and the holy proceeding is Yahuwah is evident from the foregoing chapter, where the three men are called Yahuwah, as in verse 13. Yahuwah said unto Abraham, verse 14, Shall anything be too wonderful for Yahuwah? Verse 22, Abraham, he stood yet before Yahuwah. Verse 33, Yahuwah went his way when he made an end of speaking with Abraham. Consequently, the divine, human, and holy proceeding is Yahuwah, as also he is named in this chapter, verse 24. And Yahuwah caused it to rain upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from Yahuwah out of heaven, the internal sense of which words will be seen in what follows. That the Lord is Yahuwah himself, who is so often named in the histories and prophecies of the Old Testament, may be seen above, number 1736. They who are truly men of the church, that is, who are in love to the Lord and in charity toward the neighbor, are acquainted with and acknowledge a trine, But still they humble themselves before the Lord and adore him alone, for the reason that they know that there is no access to the divine itself, which is called the Father, except through the Son, and that all the holy which is of the Holy Spirit proceeds from him. When they are in this idea, they adore no other than him through whom and from whom all things are, thus one. Nor do they spread out their ideas among three, as many within the church are wont to do, as can be seen from many in the other life, even the learned, who in the life of the body had supposed that they possessed the arcana of faith more than others. When these were explored in the other life, as to what idea they had concerning the one God, whether of three uncreates, three infinites, three eternals, three almighties, three lords, it was plainly perceived that they had the idea of three, for there is a communication of ideas there. When yet it is part of the creed, being stated in plain words, that there are not three uncreates, not three infinites, not three eternals, not three almighties, not three lords, but one, as also is the truth. The result was that they confessed that with the mouth they had indeed said that there is one God, yet still had thought, and some have believed, that there are three, whom in idea they could separate, but not join together. The reason of which is, that all arcana whatever, even the deepest, are attended with an idea. For without an idea, nothing can be thought of, nor indeed can anything be kept in the memory. Hence in the other life it is manifest, as in clear day, what thought, and thence what belief, each person has formed for himself concerning the one God. Indeed, the Jews in the other life, when they hear that the Lord is Yahweh, and that there is but one God, can say nothing. But when they perceive that the ideas of Christians are divided among three, they say that they themselves worship one God, but Christians three. And this the more, since none can join together the three thus separated in idea, except those who are in the faith of charity. For the Lord applies the minds of these to himself. Turn aside, I pray, to the house of your servant, and pass the night. That this signifies an invitation to have an abode with him is evident without unfolding the meaning. 2331. That to the house of your servant denotes in the good of charity is evident from the signification of a house as being celestial good, which is of love and charity alone. See number 2048, 2233. 2332. Wash your feet. That this signifies application to his natural is evident from what was said in the preceding chapter, number 2162, where are the same words. In former times, when they saw an angel of Yahweh, they believed that they were about to die. Exodus 19, verses 12, 21, and 24. 20, verse 19, Judges 6, verses 22 and 23, 13, verses 22 and 23. For the reason that when the divine holy flows into the profane that is with man, its virtue is such as to cause it to be a devouring and consuming fire. And therefore when the Lord presents himself to the view of any man, or even of any angel, he miraculously moderates and tempers the holy that proceeds from him, so that they may be able to endure it. Or what is the same, he applies himself to their natural. This, then, is what is signified in the internal sense by these words which Lot said to the angels, "Wash your feet." And this shows what is the nature of the internal sense, for that this is the signification cannot be seen from the sense of the letter. 2333. and in the morning ye shall rise and go on your way. That this signifies confirmation in good and truth may be seen from the signification of rising in the morning, and also from the signification of going on the way. In the word, morning signifies the Lord's kingdom and whatever belongs to the Lord's kingdom, thus principally the good of love and of charity, as will be confirmed from the word at verse 15. And away signifies truth, see number 627. For which reason it is said that after they had been in his house and had passed the night there, by which is signified that they had an abode in the good of charity that was with him, they should rise in the morning and go on their way, by which is signified being thereby thus confirmed in good and truth. From this, as from other passages, it is evident how remote from the sense of the letter, and consequently how much unseen is the internal sense, especially in the historical parts of the word, and that it does not come to view unless the meaning of every word is unfolded in accordance with its constant signification in the word. On this account, when the ideas are kept in the sense of the letter, the internal sense appears no otherwise than as something obscure and dark. But on the other hand, when the ideas are kept in the internal sense, the sense of the letter appears in like manner obscure, nay, to the angels as nothing. For the angels are no longer in worldly and corporeal things like those of man, but in spiritual and celestial things, into which the words of the sense of the letter are wonderfully changed when it ascends from a man who is reading the word to the sphere in which the angels are, that is, to heaven. And this from the correspondence of spiritual things with worldly and of celestial things with corporeal. This correspondence is most constant, but its nature has not yet been disclosed until now in the unfolding of the meaning of the words, names, and numbers in the word, as to the internal sense. That it may be known what is the nature of this correspondence, or what is the same, how worldly and corporeal ideas pass into corresponding spiritual and celestial ideas when the former are elevated to heaven, take as an example morning and way. When morning is read, as in the passage before us, to rise in the morning, the angels do not get an idea of any morning of a day, but an idea of morning in the spiritual sense, thus such a one as is described in Samuel. The rock of Israel, he is as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, a morning without clouds. Second book of Samuel, 23, verses 3 and 4. And in Daniel, the Holy One said unto me, until evening, when morning comes, 2,300. 8, verses 14 and 26. Thus, instead of morning, the angels perceive the Lord, or his kingdom, or the celestial things of love and charity. And these, in fact, with variety, according to the series of things in the word which is being read. In like manner where way is read, as here, to go on your way, they can have no idea of a way, but another idea which is spiritual or celestial, namely, like that in John, where the Lord said, I am the way and the truth. 14, verse 6. And as in David, make thy ways known to me, O Yahuwah, lead my way in truth. Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. And in Isaiah, he made him to know the way of understanding. 40, verse 14. Thus, instead of way, the angels perceive truth, and this in both the historical and the prophetical parts of the word. For the angels no longer care for the historical things, as these are altogether inadequate to their ideas, and therefore in place of them they perceive such things as belong to the Lord and his kingdom, and which also in the internal sense follow on in a beautiful order and well-connected series. For this reason, and also in order that the word may be for the angels, all the historical things therein are representative, and each of the words is significative of such things, which peculiarity the word has above all other writing. 2334. And they said, Nay. That this signifies the doubting which is wont to attend temptation, may be seen from their declining and yet going into his house. In all temptation there is somewhat of doubt concerning the Lord's presence and mercy, and concerning salvation and the like things. For those who are in temptation are in interior anxiety, even to despair, in which they are for the most part kept to the end that they may be at length confirmed in the fact that all things are of the Lord's mercy, that they are saved by him alone, and that with themselves there is nothing but evil, in respect to which they are confirmed by means of conflicts in which they overcome. After the temptation, there remain from it many states of truth and good to which their thoughts may afterwards be bent by the Lord, which would otherwise rush into insane things and draw away the mind into opposition to what is true and good. Since by lot there is here treated of the first state of the church which is in the good of charity but an external worship, and since before a man comes into this state he is to be reformed, which is also done by a certain kind of temptation, but they who are in external worship undergo only a light temptation. Therefore these things which involve something of temptation are said, namely, that the angels at first said they would pass the night in the street, and that Lot urged them, and so they turned aside to him, and came into his house. 2335. For we will pass the night in the street. That this signifies that he was, as it were, desirous to judge from truth, may be seen from the signification of a street and from the signification of passing the night. A street is often named in the word, and in the internal sense signifies the same as a way, namely truth. For a street is a way in a city, as will be evident from the passages that will soon follow. That to pass the night is here to judge may be seen from the signification of night. It was shown above, number 2323, that evening signifies the state of the church before the last, when there begins to be no faith, and also the visitation which precedes the judgment. From this it is evident that night which succeeds is the last state when there is no faith, also that it is the judgment. It is clear from this that to pass the night in the street, in the internal sense, denotes to judge from truth. As regards judgment, it is twofold, namely from good and from truth. The faithful are judged from good, but the unfaithful from truth. That the faithful are judged from good is plainly evident in Matthew 25, verses 34 to 40, and that the unfaithful are judged from truth, verses 41 to 46. To be judged from good is to be saved because they have received it, but to be judged from truth is to be condemned because they have rejected good. Good is the Lord's, and they who acknowledge this in life and faith are the Lord's, and therefore are saved. But they who do not acknowledge it in life, and consequently not in faith, cannot be the Lord's, and therefore cannot be saved. They are therefore judged according to the acts of their life, and according to their thoughts and ends. And when they are judged according to these, they cannot but be condemned. For it is a truth that of himself a man does, thinks, and intends nothing but evil, and of himself rushes to hell, insofar as he is not withheld therefrom by the Lord. But as regards judgment from truth, the case is this. The Lord never judges anyone except from good, for he desires to raise all into heaven, however many they may be, and indeed, if it were possible, even to himself. For the Lord is mercy itself and good itself. Mercy itself and good itself can never condemn anyone, but it is the man who condemns himself, because he rejects good. As in the life of the body he had shunned good, so does he shun it in the other life. Consequently, he shuns heaven and the Lord, for the Lord cannot be in anything except good. He is likewise in truth, but not in truth separated from good. That the Lord condemns no one, nor judges any to hell, he says in John. God sent not his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This is the judgment, that the light is come into the world, but men loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. 3:17-19. And in the same, if anyone hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. 12:47. See also what has been said on the subject before. Number 223, 245, 592, 696, 1093, 1683, 1874, 2258. Where judgment was treated of above, number 2320, 2321, it was shown that all judgment belongs to the Lord's human divine and holy proceeding, according to his words in John. The Father judgeth not anyone, but hath given all judgment unto the Son. 5:22. And yet it is now said that the Lord does not judge by condemning anyone. From this it is evident what is the nature of the word and the letter, that unless it were understood from another sense, namely from the internal sense, it would not be comprehended. From the internal sense alone it is manifest how the case is with judgment.